thought we'd catch up with Discovery. We've had them on the show a bunch over the course of the last couple of months, and learn about the Discovery vaccination drive that has been taking place in South Africa in an effort to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. So in order to kind of just check in and see what's going on and learn more about this documentary that we've got that's out, we thought we'd chat to somebody from that side, Dr. Nolutando Nemetswerani, who is the head at the Center for Clinical Excellence at Discovery Health, joins me now on 5 Drive. Doctor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nick, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Welcome to the show. I thought I would just paint a bit of the picture as I understand things from my side, and then you can take it from there. So I know in early 2021, right, beginning of last year, and also over the course of the last 3 months, Discovery, and this was done in collaboration with the various provincial departments of health and a bunch of other partners too, you guys established 9 mass vaccination sites. These were spread across Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Western Cape. But could you tell us more about this project? And also, what I'm interested about is this vaccine documentary that was released on my birthday on the 16th.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Nick. So I think just maybe looking back and taking us back to when this public-private collaboration started, it was really in support of the national COVID-19 vaccine rollout. It was really, as a private company, saying, how can we leverage the private sector resources and systems to support our country's efforts to vaccinate as many South Africans as possible? And I think we know that vaccines were our only hope in really protecting our country from the devastation that we were experiencing from COVID, not only in terms of loss of life, but also economically, where we were actually not able to operate businesses and people were losing their livelihoods. And it was really around saying, as a company, how can we stand together with our government to make sure that there is access to these vaccinations that could assist in at least bringing us back into some level of normality? So the documentary that you're referring to actually takes us through the journey that Discovery, took last year with our senior leaders, partnering with government, being at the forefront of creating these mass vaccination sites that were open to the broader South African population. And it was really just showcasing that and really also honoring the people who were on the ground, who were really doing the work and offering an amazing service to our citizens who came to our sites. We got some amazing feedback from people who came to our sites in terms of the service that they received the warmth and just feeling that, people cared for their well-being.
And it really was a significant contribution. I mean, if we look at the brass tacks of a Discovery Health, I think there was an investment of somewhere around 200 million rand. We're looking at more than 1,000 people, 1,000 staff that were put on the ground to help with this. Many individuals, by the way, were included from the hospitality industry, people who had lost their jobs in COVID-19. They were deployed across the vaccination sites. And as you say, Doctor, I mean, this idea of figuring out how we do things in partnership, we take the public and the private sectors and we try work together to overcome really complicated challenges in our country, I think it's the right approach and I think it's great. And I want to know from your perspective, being a healthcare professional too, I mean, something like this must be rewarding to be a part of in many ways. I mean, now that we're looking back at some of it, even though we're still, in the midst of it all, are there things that stand out for you, things that you really felt a sense of pride for?
No, I think for me, I think you've highlighted the first important one, which is really how the public and the private sector can collaborate on some of these very important aspects of healthcare delivery. And I think, this highlighted that, we can actually do things together if we put our minds together. And I think it's a start of maybe future collaborations between the private and the public healthcare sector. I think for me, it was really... Yes, Nick?
No, go ahead. I was just saying definitely.
Yes, I think for me, at the start of the rollout, seeing our elderly patients coming through to the vaccination sites, hand in hand, supporting each other, protecting themselves, protecting their communities. It was really such a heartwarming experience. just being down, you know, on the ground and observing, you know, the passion with which even the 1,000 staff members that you're referring to deliver that service. Because remember, it was really about protecting lives and livelihoods. So it was, yeah, it, for me as a healthcare worker, it was one of those moments of pride, you know, where you feel that you are contributing meaningfully to the well-being of our society.
And doctor, tell me, as somebody who's been on the ground and hands-on with this, this is a question you'll get asked a lot, is the fight against vaccine hesitancy, is it, are we winning the fight? Are we getting better? I mean, you if I even ask the question to you, know, what is your thing that you go to and you say to people that you're presented with that maybe have some kind of skepticism still? And we know that this happens in a country like ours that's a diverse one and a complex one. There are a lot of people are across a very wide range, but I mean, I'm sure you're learning a lot about it, encouraging people.
Yes, I think, Nick, we do still sit with a significant numbers of people who still are very hesitant. And they are worried about side effects. They are worried about the fear, you know, of the unknown. I would say, I mean, over 10 billion doses have been administered globally. Over 50% of the global population has been fully vaccinated. We are still alive. We have not, you know, we have not died from the vaccine. So I think when people are worried about vaccine safety, they must look at the statistics and look at most of us who have not only received one dose of the vaccine, we've received boosters and we're still doing well. And also the impact, the data is very clear around the benefits of vaccination. We see people no longer dying, people no longer getting hospitalized, even when they do get COVID, because the vaccines actually do protect from severe illness and death. So I think if people can just look around and see where we were before and where we're at right now and what impact the vaccines have had in protecting people's lives, I would really encourage them to get vaccinated. We don't know. There's still some degree of uncertainty with the coming waves. We don't know what will happen. We don't know the next variant, you know, how severe it's going to be, how highly transmissible it's going to be. So I think it's really about making sure that we protect ourselves and we protect the ones that we love.
I'm so glad that a documentary has been made, Doctor, because I think I want to go and watch. I think a lot of people are going to go and want to watch this too. Discovery's vaccination documentary, looking back from March 2020 to December 2021. Where can we go see it?
It's going to be for me now. It's going to be, I think, on YouTube. So people can go to our YouTube site.
Just lock it in. I'm sure if you type it in online, it'll be very easy to find. We're going to give it a watch, yes. And we're excited. And well done on the work that you're doing. And thanks for making a bit of time to chat to me, too. I'm sure you're having an otherwise very busy day.
No, thank you so much, Nick. Thank you for having me, and thank you.
5 Drive on 5 FM, catching up with Discovery Health. It's Dr. Nolothando Nemetswarane, head at the Center for Clinical Excellence at Discovery Health. Let's do traffic, and then don't forget what to watch next on 5.